This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical and evaluation for a claimant by the name of Mario Meave. Date of birth, 1/31/1967. Social Security number to take the place of case ID number, XXX-XX-3798. Date of evaluation, 7/31/2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Robert Young, dated 8/1/2008. X-ray reports of the knee. And also MRI from Dr. Michael Hahn of the left and right knees, dated 11/9/18. And medical records from Dr. Hassan El-Zain from DHR, dated 10/16/18 and 12/13/18. Identifying information, this is a 56-year-old widowed male with two grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation and mechanism of injury for both knee injuries that he has. The claimant is presently employed as an accountant, where he works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house and was noted to be in the military in the past, especially in Afghanistan in 1990. Allegations, number one, medial meniscal tear and lateral meniscal tear of the right knee, comma, and medial meniscal tear of the left knee. History of allegations. The claimant states that in 1990, he was in Afghanistan. He was fighting in Afghanistan in the Gulf War and was with other soldiers handling explosives at Desert Storm when an explosion occurred and two of his other soldiers, companions, were blown up towards him. Two of the soldiers were hit by the explosion, and in that process, the two men contused and hit Mr. Meave on his left side. He was standing in a lateral stance, and both knees were contused. The impact was approximately 300-pound force that contused both of his knees from the right side, causing an anterior cruciating ligament strain and eventually chondromalacia from carrying heavy loads and putting large amounts of pressure on the knee. He also sustained bilateral meniscal tears from the twisting that caused his knees to be injured by meniscal tears. The twisting motion would have caused the meniscal tears, and the impact of the soldiers being thrown laterally to both knees would have caused other damage to both his knees. As time goes by, because of the impact of the damage, the claimant developed chondromalacia as well as osteoarthritis of both knees. The claimant had a left lateral hyperflexion injury of both knees, causing a strain on the anterior cruciating ligament, torn meniscus, and a grade 3 to 4 chondromalacia in both knees. The claimant did eventually have Synvisc gel injected in both knees to help with the osteoarthritis and the chondromalacia with poor results. At that time, he had instability, popping, and weakness in both legs. He also complained of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold and damp weather, and pain that he felt daily. The claimant at this time does not use any assistive devices. He has been placed on tramadol, 50 milligrams, 2 tablets, QID, PRN for pain, and ibuprofen, 400 milligrams, 2 tablets, Q4 hours, PRN is needed for pain. The claimant did go on to have a surgery, which consisted of a right knee arthroscopy with partial medial and partial lateral mastectomy on 12/3/2018 with fair results. He was diagnosed with grade 3 chondromalacia and anterior cruciating ligament strain of the left knee and grade 4 chondromalacia and a medial and lateral meniscal tear of the right knee, diagnosed with MRI and physical exam. Past medical history. Obesity, hypothyroidism, major surgeries, 12/3/2018. The claimant had a right knee arthroscopy, which consisted of a partial medial and partial lateral meniscectomy with fair results. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking occasionally. Alcohol. The claimant states he drinks beer socially 1 to 2 times per week. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam. Height, 5 feet, 3.5 inches tall. Weight, 213 pounds, BP 120 over 80 mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, BMI 35, general. This is a 56-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation and for evaluation for the mechanism of injury of both knees, which occurred in 1990. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to the second paragraph? There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is mildly decreased range of motion and strength of both knees with some tenderness around the joint areas medially and laterally, especially on the right side. The claimant also has some mild tenderness noted, as well as swelling. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate, but slowly. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological? Old X-ray reports dated August the 1st, 2008, bilateral knee X-rays. Findings were consistent with bilateral knees with no significant osteoarticular abnormality. X-ray on November the 9th, 2018, MRI of the right knee shows a right lateral meniscal tear. And MRI dated August the 22nd, 2007, reveals a mild osteophyte formation with grade 4 chondromalacia of the medial and lateral joint compartments. Number 2, medial meniscal fissuring and tearing. Number 3, partial maceration of the lateral meniscus involving the posterior meniscal body and adjacent posterior horn. Number 4, Hoffman fat pad edema suggests tracking abnormality. And number 5, patellar retinaculum thickening is consistent with reticular strain. X-rays on November the 9th, 2018. MRI of the left knee consisted with a left knee medial meniscal tear. And also a diffusely increased ACL signal is consistent with an ACL strain as well, which is an anterior cruciating ligament. The impression was a grade 3 medial femoral chondromalacia and anterior cruciating ligament strain of the left knee. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction from a lateral impact contusion from an explosion causing two men to fall on both of his knees in a lateral angle, causing bilateral meniscal tears, anterior cruciating ligament strain, and eventually chondromalacia from also carrying large objects during the war. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, feels unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to bilateral knee problems, which has been corrected partially with arthroscopic surgery to repair meniscal tears. The claimant continues to have some chondromalacia, but his condition is stable and better at this time. It is noted that these injuries are more likely than not a direct cause for his pain coming from the injury that he had in 1990. The mechanism of action corresponds to many of his medical conditions, including the meniscal tears caused by the twisting of his knees and the impact of his knees causing chondromalacia. This is the end of the dictation. With time, because of strain and pressure placed secondary to carrying heavy objects. Probable diagnoses. Number one, right knee lateral and medial meniscal tear. Confirm with medical records, x-ray reports, and physical exam. Appears to be directly related to an injury that occurred in 1990. Number two, left knee pain secondary to a medial meniscal tear and anterior cruciating ligament strain appears to be stable at this time. Has not been treated with surgery. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Mr. Mario Meave.